everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an argument? My name is Angel Akita Moore Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. And I am the host of this podcast, and I'm joined by the other host, my husband. Tell him who you are, baby.
I am Marcus Anthony, Marcus St. on the Gram Tanksley, also the host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument. Thank you for joining us.
This podcast is a weekly podcast where me and my husband tackle a bunch of different topics, issues, things that sometimes cause us to have an argument.
Yeah.
We also share a little bit about our family or things that have got us in our feelings this week. We want to give a shout out to our three sponsors this week. They are Ana Luisa, Helix,
and Flamingo.
Yes, and I can't wait to tell you about, I am kind of obsessed with all three of these sponsors, and that's on the real. Like, all three I actively use on a weekly basis, if not a daily basis. We also want to give a huge shout out to our Patreon.
All in the building.
These are people that we consider, we call them our immediate family. We call them our angel wings, our tanks riders, our heffles, call them all the things. They're able to watch this podcast live because it can be watched on That Chick Angel TV on YouTube. And they're able to join into the conversation, give their opinion, add to the argument, or just watch the argument go down.
They be adding to the argument.
Our Patreon is the low, low of $5. We only have a $5 level. We keep it very inexpensive so that we can make it available to as many people as possible.
Absolutely.
So, now that we have gotten done with all the housekeeping business, what segment you want to do?
I don't know what you want to do.
I picked last time. I picked In My Feelings last time. So, you can pick whichever one.
We can pick Tanksley Pride.
Okay. Tell them what Tanksley Pride is.
Tanksley Pride, we do one or two segments. One is In My Feelings. The other is Tanksley Pride, which we're doing this week. And that's when we talk about one or all of our four boys.
Yes.
We call them the Tanksley Pride. And we have a two-year-old, which is Amar, the slumlord. You may know who he is, the Republican slumlord. We have the twins, Kai and Sai, and we have the oldest, Marcus. Mm-hmm. What time we need to pick him up?
Oh, I know what time.
All right.
So, I'll start if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
So, little Marcus just returned back from school. Back to school, excuse me. He had quite a few days off at his school. I got a phone call that Marcus had potentially been exposed to COVID, which was very vague. I didn't understand what they were saying. And it wasn't a person from the school, actually. It was a person from the district who was even also like, I don't really have the details. So you're going to have to call the school. So I called the school and it turns out he was near someone who had COVID-like symptoms, but had not tested positive for COVID. And they would let me know when he was cleared to travel.
Before we got there, it was more vague than that. It was like, he's been in contact, who was in contact with somebody who may have had symptoms. It was all over the place.
It was just hard to understand. So I was just like, so nobody has tested positive for COVID? Nope, it was not a confirmed case of COVID. So it literally could have been someone who had a cough. It could have been someone who had a fever. It could have been someone who had been having diarrhea. There's so many COVID-like symptoms. I was just like, okay, so what does this mean? So for those of y'all who were watching the improv show, that's the reason why I wasn't there. Because I still didn't have a clear understanding of what had happened, and I didn't want a chance spreading this virus if that was what the case was. But I ended up getting us both tested that day, and then they clarified what it was. No confirmed cases. We'll let you know. Well, anyways, I had already planned, because it was his 12th birthday this weekend. I can't believe I have a 12-year-old. For him to come with me to Houston, and his best friend, Harper, and her mom were going to drive up to meet up with us. So once I got him tested and we were clear that he did not have COVID, he came with me to Houston. And let me tell you, seeing him with his best friend, Harper, was heartbreaking and adorable all at the same time.
So he ain't seen her in how long it's been?
It's been like 2 years.
Well, face to face.
Yeah, they FaceTime all the time. It's been like 2 years. They they went ice skating together. They got to go to the pool at the hotel. He just lights up. And I don't know if she recognizes, like, how sweet he treats her. But, like, eventually she will once she messes with some dudes.
Once she get old enough, be like, you know, hey, it's so nice.
And she's a little bit more mature than... She's older than him by, like, almost a year. So
she's probably 5 years more mature.
And she had me cracking
up. Not to say that he's immature. It's just that girl's mature.
Somebody wondered. She, Harper, is half black, half Mexican. But she looks Mexican. And so just seeing them, like, the mama, Harper's mom, took them to the mall, which was just across the street. And so she was sending me pictures. They're holding hands in the mall. I was like, oh, my God. Kill me now in my chest.
I remember being 12. Let me tell you.
She's taking pictures. Like, Harper had to take a time out during the ice skating because she was terrible at it. Not that Lil Marcus is a professional, but he's way better than she is. And so he came to the... She was on the other side where she wasn't on the skating rink. And he came by the glass and I guess was talking to her. Now, mind you, they have on masks, so you can just see his eyes. But the happiness in his eyes, I was just like, oh! I was like, this boy just loves this girl. He just loves her. And I don't mean it in, like, a romantic way, even though I know he likes her. But it was just like...
Yeah, they don't like each other since kindergarten. What? They just ain't said it. Well, she said it.
He said it too? Oh, well, yeah, no, no. He got his friend to say it. Oh, but I did ask him this question today, babe, on the way to school. I said, would Harper be upset if you had got a girlfriend? He was like, Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I said, she would. I said, you know, he said, I can tell she'd be upset. I said, well, would you be upset if she had a boyfriend? He said, yes. And I said, so why aren't y'all boyfriend and girlfriend? He said, because we're too young. He said, we both know we are too young to be boyfriend and girlfriend. I said, oh, okay. Like,
I'm just waiting on the time.
I said, this is all news to me. Yeah. I said, I'm so glad you're sharing this with me.
14, 17, then you got problems.
Right. It was just, I don't want to baby my son to the point that he doesn't grow up, but I do appreciate that my son is a late bloomer. Mm-hmm. But it is almost heartbreaking to know that he is honestly growing up.
Yeah, I still see him as that. Like, the angel sent me a picture of them. It was a collage, so it was a picture of them.
Like this, 4 or 5?
4 or 5, and a picture of them now. And I was like, I still see him as that 4 or 5-year-old.
It's so crazy.
He looks like the same exact little kid, except for when I see him, when I see younger pictures of him next to him, I'm like, this dude is growing up. But without them pictures, I'm like, yeah, you're a little boy. Sensitive little boy.
I can't. It truly, oh my God, it hurts. My whole entire heart. But he had a great time. This is what I told Marcus this. So Lil Marcus got to meet Toby. We both got to meet Toby and Linnell and Linnell's husband, Corey, and Baby Fat and Sage, all the kids. So Lil Marcus, when he met him, he had on his Sonic the Hedgehog mask and his Sonic the Hedgehog t-shirt.
Sonic the Hedgehog?
The Hedgehog t-shirt. Toby said, you got yourself a good kid. He said, the fact that he's 12 years old and he's got on this type of character on his shirt, he said, that's a good kid. He said, now if he would have had on some regular hood stuff, excuse my French, he said, I tell you, he's stealing.
I know we got good. Look, I coached. Mm-hmm. If anybody that coached, you put yourself around a lot of kids of the same age. And coaching them kids, and when I was in track and being out there on that field with them kids, and especially going to them other meets or meeting up with other teams and the kids the same age, it was just like, wow.
Oh, yeah. There are kids that are
I mean, in a negative way. I'm like, Oh my God. And now we had to have a talk with Marcus, you know, going to middle school and being in person, about how, you know, things are going to be different. You are going to be around a lot of kids that's been exposed to a whole lot more than the kids that you used to being around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because he'd be like, they just be cussing. I was like, well, it's just going to get worse.
But it's like, I ain't going to say the city, but we was running against them. I was rated like, man, where's y'all's parents at? They need to be locked up if this is how you acting.
And what's the shame? It was black kids.
It was black kids. The one little kid ran up and told me what one of the little boys said once I turned around, because I corrected them, because they were just out there just acting plum. What Angel just edited out. And I'm like, look, I said, oh, y'all, sit down. Walked over. I said, look around. Look at everybody right now. This ain't even my team. I'm talking to somebody else's team of kids. I said, do y'all see anybody else acting the way y'all acting right now? You represent more than yourself, and y'all old enough to know this. I walked away as one little boy said, hey, he said, man, eat a D. I said, he said, what? I said, that's all right. Go back there. And I was looking for him to walk with his parents on the way back, because I wasn't going to talk to his parents. But I was just like, and then I had to use them, unfortunately, as an example to my kids, the ones I was coaching. I was like, y'all see what's going on? I say, y'all see how strict I am as a coach and in practice and everything? And I make sure y'all always on your P's and Q's, and I don't let y'all slack off. They was like, yeah. I said, look around. I said, this is why. I said, see how y'all sitting here? Y'all doing what y'all supposed to be doing until y'all called to do y'all's thing, and y'all ain't running around, y'all ain't wrestling, y'all ain't fighting your teammates, y'all ain't fighting other teammates. That's what be going on out there on the football field. I said, y'all just doing here because y'all know that I'm not going to. I said, but look, I said, do y'all want to look like that? They were like, no, coach. I was like, that's why I do this. This is why I'm on y'all the way I am, because y'all could easily be swinging in that direction, but I'm not going to let you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But gosh. So to know that he's going to school with these kids.
This is why I'm glad he's a late bloomer. Like, he hadn't shown an interest in, like, girls like that, like, through most of elementary school, even though he's always had an affinity for Harper. Like, that has been his. There's one other girl that kind of had a little bit of his heart, but I think she also is more mature than he is. So I think he was just going with the flow of her. You know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah,
they look the same. They look like they relate. They actually the same mix. But
yeah, I was like, oh, he has a taste.
He has a type. Or a type has him.
Yeah, type, yeah.
Yeah, one of the two. So anyways, I am glad that he's a late bloomer. Because once you get past that innocence phase, you can't go back to it. It's gone.
Yeah.
There's no like, well, now I'm going to pretend like I don't really recognize the opposite sex or whoever I'm attracted to. It's like, once it starts, it is. Now that Kai.
Yeah. Oh, man, Kai, he's already, it's like.
I don't know how fast.
He's going to be that kid that some coach is pointing to. Like, this is what I don't need you to do.
He's not going to be misbehaved.
He ain't going to be misbehaved. But that boy, he's maturing way too quick.
He is definitely more mature. He was pissed off that you could get to. Actually, we'll do the ad after I tell this. When he found out that little Marcus was going to Texas with me to see Harper.
This boy don't even know where Texas is.
He was like, but I want to see Harper.
I want to go to Texas. Boy, we couldn't calm him down. I finally said, go in there and lay down.
This is at 7 something in the morning.
7 in the morning. He just got up. Just brushed his teeth. Toothpaste still on his breath. Go lay down.
I was like, I ain't doing this. I was like, that is not your friend, but I want to see her. And Harper was like, listen, no, I have to tell y'all this, and then I'm really going to go to that. What I like about this Harper, and I've known her since she was 3 years old, is that her sense of humor has definitely cranked up. She has a silliness and a goofiness that reminds me of myself, especially with dealing with him, that just cracked me up. So she just really wants us to move to Texas. Let me tell you, the my school, 10 out of 10. We've got the teachers, they're great. We've got a lot of diversity. It's 10 out of 10. And then talk about something else. The neighborhood. Oh my gosh. 10 out of 10. She was like, the weather? We don't worry about storms here. Meanwhile, a hurricane.
Yeah, I'm like, you bouncing.
She's saying this knowing. Yeah. She's like, the weather, snow, we don't worry about that. It's a 10 out of 10. And so I was like, yo, Harper, you giving everything a 10 out of 10 really just really devalues the fact that you have a good opinion because you're not giving anything any type of variety. She said, well, your opinion is a 0 out of 10. You see that? You see what I'm able to do there? Oh, I laughed so hard. I said, you know what, girl? As much as I don't want to lose my baby, you a sweet one. Okay, guys, I can't wait to tell you all about our first sponsor of the podcast, and that is Ana Luisa. We have told you all about them before. They were actually the very first company to want to put any type of money behind. Is this going to cause an argument? I will forever be grateful. Mm. But even more so, the quality of their jewelry is something beautiful. Their pieces are designed with a beautiful story from beginning to end, starting with recycled materials whenever possible, transparent business practices always, and small batches that are kind to the earth. As we know in the news, there's been a lot of especially dealing with Beyonce and certain jewelry that she just wore. It's important to put your money behind your morals, right? Mm. To try to be as least of a hypocrite as possible. Well, with Ana Luisa, you're able to do that. They're carbon neutral. They offset 100% of their carbon emissions related to their products. They exceptional quality, long-lasting pieces crafted with care from the best noble metals. And they even offer a 365-day warranty. The ring that I'm wearing right now on my right hand is an Ana Luisa piece. I've had this for 3 years. It is outside of my wedding ring. This is probably my favorite ring that I own. It is heavy duty. It's not something that, you know, you hit and it's going to bend. And it's just such a pretty statement piece. And then limited batches, ensuring the highest production standards while eliminating excessive waste. I have a lot of necklaces by them. I have, there's one that I have that says Mama. It's so pretty. Oh my goodness. I have a lot of earrings from them. Another piece that is like this beautiful circle medallion. I have some cute little earrings that are shaped like safety pins. Just a lot of pieces that have a lot of beautiful quality. They have a personal, personal touch to your wardrobe. They're timeless. They're affordable. I just really like, you know, when you wear cheap jewelry that you get from like the hair store, you know, they're going to probably break you out and they're going to fall apart after the second wear.
The hair store will be selling jewelry.
Oh yeah. For like 99 cents. So you already know your ear going to be green before the end of the day. With these, they're so high quality. It just puts the perfect finish on any outfit, whether you're just wearing a cute white shirt and jeans, or if you are like dressing up and going out on date night, to just give you those pieces that just give you the elegant, stylized look that you want. So let me tell you about the deal that they are offering for our listeners. And I just also want to mention that their prices are fair as well, because I mentioned all these great things and you think it'll be expensive. No, they have jewelry starting at $39 and they release new collections every Friday. So this is the discount that you get with being a listener of ours. Ana Luisa is going to allow you to treat yourself and your loved one, okay, in using our code ARGUE to get 10% off. So you'll go to Ana Luisa, that's ANALUISA.com/ARGUE. And I would absolutely recommend that you get these pieces. They're a great brand making beautiful, sustainable jewelry. So again, go to Ana Luisa, ANALUISA.com/ARGUE.
ARGUE.
And use code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
To get 10% off all products. Okay? So check them out. Get you some cute pieces as we move into the fall and our fashion begins to change. Get you some new pieces to match what you're about to have. All right. Thank you, Ana Luisa, for sponsoring the podcast. Thank you, Ana Luisa. Now, tell us your Tanksley Pratt story, boo-boo.
One, Amara's vocabulary. I know I said a couple of weeks ago, I was like, I need to talk more because he's mimicking, you know, he will repeat stuff that you say now. good, bad, or ugly, he will repeat it. Mm-hmm. And his and just hearing him, like, we have Cocomelon playing and hearing him sing these songs in his little voice, I was like, this boy's vocabulary is crazy.
It is.
But what I realize I need to do is teach him, like, how to, he knows how to use a lot of words, but teaching him how to use more words. Because he'll know the word, he'll say the word, but it don't mean he's going to use it at the right time. Like, everything is still no. You want to get down? You hungry?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. That means yes. but he, hearing him sing these songs is like, boy, yo. And he does, like, repeat stuff now. And, like, one day, was it yesterday, the day before? I don't know. I was sitting there watching something. And he done walked in the room and playing and doing something. And they said, I don't remember what they said, but it was a sentence of cuss words. And he turned around and rammed off everything that they said. I was like, yeah, gotta change this.
Got my baby in here cussing.
Oh, he was flow right off his tongue. I said, yeah, it's your mama's child. But he, but now he's to the point, because it was a while ago where Marcus was trying to get him to say his name. Because he was saying everybody's, he was saying mommy, daddy. He says Angel and Kai and Sai. But he wasn't saying Marcus. And Marcus, the one day, he was just, say Marcus. Amara, say Marcus. And he wasn't saying it. And the next day, he started calling Marcus. Mm-hmm. Marcus! He started, he calls Marcus so much that Marcus gets so annoyed at it. Because mm-hmm. Marcus will ignore it because Marcus knows he don't want nothing. But he'll just keep calling him. Amara's downstairs. Marcus is upstairs. Marcus! He'll just yell his name. Finally, Marcus, what, Amara, what? I'm like, no, you wanted this.
Yeah, you did.
You wanted this. Now you got it. But yeah, listen to him go around the house and talk and acknowledging he knows Sai and Kai. He knows what names go with who.
That's like, he now says the nanny's name right. He was calling her Dago. And now he says Deja.
Yeah, he says her name right. And he wants to say more because you'll ask him, like, what's Kai doing? I said, no, Kai. Yeah, he'll get to pointing and talking. Like, yeah, but what's Sai doing? He'll point to where Sai is and he'll start, you know, who this whole mm-hmm. conversation. Well, go get Marcus. He'll walk halfway upstairs. Marcus! And just start yelling for Marcus. but yeah, seeing him evolve is one thing, even though, you know, he's pissed me off today. All of them pissed me off today.
What happened? Marcus, man, is just in a mood.
I was in a pissy mood. I'm sorry. But God dang, don't touch me. I'll tell you what happened. So I'm in school. So they doing this. I was like, you can touch me.
No, you better touch me.
All this, man, you better touch me. So they was in school and they doing this virtual thing, right? There you go, stroking.
I'm stroking. I got it. You let go. You popping my wrist.
Anyway, they was in school and you can't do that right now. You know that. And they doing this virtual thing, like on these tablets, and Sai's teacher, he's doing like the newer, he has them bouncing back around from screen to screen. So they're going from Zoom to Schoology to Nearpod and all this other stuff. So they need to go from screen to screen and sharing their screen and all this. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. And he knows it, so he's trying to coach him through it. He's even showed me how to do it. And I even forgot today. I'm like, man, I don't remember how to get to this. But it ain't all his fault. A lot of the programs don't always work the way they should. Because he was like, yeah, right now I have it on teacher mode, so they shouldn't be able to do anything. I'm like, I can skip past nothing, everything that you're doing. I can draw on the screen. He was like, oh, it's not. So anyway, there was one issue. Get over to Kai's computer. I have to keep an eye on his teacher. That's number one. That's a whole nother thing right there. Listen. We ain't even going to talk about that. That heifer, she got something coming. Ooh. Woo, she got something coming. Anyway. So I'm keeping an eye on what he's doing and making sure he's paying attention because he's sick. So sitting at a laptop and got all these distractions, got his brother over here screaming and yelling, talking to his teacher or his classmates or whatever. And then, like, she's going through stuff. His Zoom call kept dropping. So he's sitting there. Kai's size kept dropping, too, and he just gets so upset. Anyway, so dealing with that, having to sit in class with them literally and being two separate classes, Amara is losing his mind. He ain't having a good day today at all. He just whining and crying and stuff. And then now I got furniture showing up. So that's what happened today. It was just a whole lot. Then furniture showing up that I didn't want to show up yet because, in my opinion, the house ain't ready for furniture to be showing up because it's too much stuff in the way. So I just can't let people in to set furniture where it needs to be. No, I got to clean up. So I got to run to the living room. I got to sweep. I got to move stuff out of the way, move everything around. I'm taking measurements to figure out where everything needs to go and what makes sense. I done thought about every scenario of the furniture in the living room.
I had too.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Well, you care. I care about more detail than you.
I care about different details than you.
More and better. Anyway. So that's what had me. That's what had me going.
This is an in your so feelings segment.
It ain't. But Tanksley Pride is the reason. Is a big chunk of why I was feeling the way I was. And it wasn't even the twins. It was just dealing with them in school. And it's a complete shit show.
It is.
It is. It's like.
It is very much so. It is. We're hoping because LAUSD has been getting confirmed case after confirmed case. We believe after the election, virtual will be back up for the entire school and yeah. not do the program that we're doing because one of our kids, they ain't even got a licensed teacher.
And that's the one. Oh, she got so much regret coming her way.
No, yes, she do.
Whoo, she got some regret coming her way.
So we're having to kick.
Ain't nobody pettier than the Tanksleys. Y'all know that. But oh.
So we're having to get some things in motion because Poetess 05 who's watching. This is his teacher.
No, it's
his
teacher.
They assigned him an unlicensed teacher who has her degree in child psychology, who also has a degree in pissing a black mama off. But I will say, I'm hoping that happens and that they will be doing part virtual, part in person. Because I would have been quasi okay doing school the way they were doing it at the end of the school year, which was they moved in cohorts and not all the cohorts went every day. It was cohort A would go at the beginning of the day, cohort B would go at the end of the day, so that you're not having as many students in contact with each other. You can actually social distance and it keeps everybody safer. But when you decide that you're going to go ahead and have 24, 28 students in these tiny classrooms.
This is how stupid this is. So they got an area of LAUSD. They have, I think, 2 or 3 bus routes that are in quarantine right now.
The whole bus route.
The entire bus route. And possibly other schools because multiple people be going to those bus stops. A whole bus route. And they're like, well, you know, they didn't follow the proper protocol. So on the buses, at least on our son's bus, they have the certain seats you can only sit in to keep everybody separate. Mm-hmm. But what does that matter if once they get in school, they're sitting right beside people?
Like this, like
how
me
much
and Marcus.
Sense does that make?
Like me and Marcus.
And this is I meant to make a post about this. I'm still going to. And I've said it multiple times on here. This false sense of security that they're doing with temperature checks is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I've had COVID. I know multiple people that's had COVID. Ain't nobody had no high fever. And ain't no case been caught up. Hey, your temperature's high. You might want to go get that checked out.
Some have fever, but it is still
man,
it's security.
Man, thank you. I'm glad you told me. I had COVID. Ain't nobody found out COVID that way.
It's definitely all about the money.
It's all about me. And you know, I hate being this negative. I really do. Halo's coming back, y'all. Halo ain't in the garage right now. She's getting worked on.
This is Tanksley Pride.
She's part of Tanksley Pride.
No, she's not.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. So fifth baby. We have set some things in motion for Kai so that he can hopefully get the assistance that he needs to be a successful first grader. And if not...
Who is that? Malia? How you say it?
Mahalia.
Oh, that's how you say it. Mahalia, I bet you didn't. I bet you had a fever. That wasn't the determining factor that you had COVID.
There we go.
I couldn't get that out. I bet you went, you know what? I got a fever. Let me go get tested. You probably, I got COVID. Let me go quarantine. Oh, here's my fever.
Yeah.
It's just annoying.
But what's not annoying is getting good rest. And when I tell you, I'm excited to tell y'all about this new sponsor, Helix. Woo, baby. We were so excited about this sponsor when they hit us up. Yeah. Oh my God, today. This is a premium mattress. And I just,
Let me tell y'all something real quick. Just pause.
Go ahead.
Helix. So I know we're going to get into the details. Y'all know. I've talked about it multiple times. I don't sleep very well. Mm-mm. I got to a point now I'm a light sleeper. Y'all, we put this mattress on. I sleep so... I wake up and I'm like, you know what? Let me go back to bed. Because that's how good this rest has been. Like, I feel rested now. And yes. I didn't realize how well rested I wasn't until I got this mattress, y'all.
Now, let me tell you what makes this such a premium mattress. First of all, they have two different types. They have the standard and they have the luxe. We have the luxe.
The luxe.
Okay, the luxe. But when we did our call with them to really understand what makes their mattresses so great, is that they use both foam.
Foam and spring.
And spring. So, which, were you about to say something?
No, I was going to go ahead and explain what it was. I know you got it in writing.
Well, with spring, you get the support. Mm-hmm. With foam, you get the plushness, which is we need both. Like, we need the spring to be able to support, especially with his back, different places in his back. We need the plushness for me because I need to feel like something is kind of hugging me when I am asleep. What'd you say?
I said, aim with my weight.
Right. And so, most brands only offer their top tier mattress with both materials and then their lower end mattresses with just only foam. But with Helix, all of their mattresses have both. So you're getting
Basically you get a top layer of foam that gives you the plushness and the comfort and then springs under it. So you get a combination of that plush and then the support, and it lines your body out. So like if I'm laying on my shoulder, it allows my shoulder to go where it needs to go, my back to be straight, and it's off the hook.
It's crazy. Foam contours the body like it's supposed to, and then the springs support your hips and everything in your spine so that you're not over here hurting. And it's an incredible product at a more accessible price point.
You hit it right.
Point. So, Helix Sleeps has a quiz that takes about 2 minutes to complete, and it matches your body type and your sleep preference to the perfect mattress for you. Because you don't want to buy a mattress that's made for somebody else. Right. That is not what you want, because somebody else happy could make you miserable.
Yeah, you don't want a cookie cutter, and that's what they actually take that quiz, and it's like basically custom to you.
Yes. I mean, they even ask how you sleep. So, the mattress is perfect for the way that you sleep. Everybody's unique and Helix knows that. So that's why they have several different mattress models to choose from. They have soft, medium, firm mattresses. Mattresses are great for cooling you down if you sleep hot. Come on, somebody who done had four kids whose hormones be all out of whack at night.
They just hormones be gone in the club at night.
They do. Mattress is great for spinal alignment to prevent morning aches and pain. This guy right here. Mm-hmm. And
I hop up out of bed now. Remember I used to have to lay there? Mm-hmm. A lot of mornings I would have to lay on my back.
Yeah.
She'd be like, what you doing? I'm like, why ain't you up yet? I'm like, I need to lay here for a second.
They also have a Helix Plus mattress for plus size sleepers. Listen, they said, are you thick? We got you.
I'm the weight of a plus size sleeper. Because I'm tall, I guess I ain't considered plus size.
So when we took the Helix quiz, we were matched with the Luxe Medium Firmness mattress. Because we wanted something medium. I don't like super firm. And then super soft is going to have him in pain later on.
Kick me down the street all night.
I usually sleep on my sides. And Marcus tries to be a stomach sleeper some of the time.
Yeah, not on purpose, but I start off on my side and end up on my stomach.
And I can just tell you, we have been through mattresses. Yeah. This is a mattress that we love.
Let me tell you how comfortable I get. I go to sleep and wake up in the same position. I've noticed that.
Uh-huh.
This morning, unless I moved and ended up back there, but I've been waking up in the same position. I'm like, it's some good sleep.
I mean, we wake up so refreshed. If you watch our vlog, you can see Marcus opening it. It was so fun to watch. When I was editing it. Yeah, it was so cute. It comes like in a rolled up pack in a box. And you cut it open and it goes, hey, guys.
Yeah. I didn't look at the instructions. I opened it up upside down.
You silly man.
So I had to flip it.
So if you're looking for a mattress, you take the quiz, you order your mattress that you're matched to, and the mattress comes right to your door, shipped for free. You don't ever have to go to the mattress stores again. Helix is awesome, but you don't have to take my word for it. Helix was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020 and by GQ and Wired magazine. Helix was recommended by multiple leading chiropractors, doctors of sleep medicine as the go-to solution for improving sleep. So just go to helixsleep.com/SK. /argue. Let me do that again. I just came from my other job.
And I said it. I'm looking at it. I'm like, I said S.
No, we're going to get this one right because we love some Helix and we want us to get the credit. Go to helixsleep.com/argue.
Argue.
Take their 2-minute sleep quiz and they'll match you to a custom mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. Again, that is helixsleep.com/argue.
Argue.
Helix is spelled H-E-L-I-X. They have a 10-year warranty and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you will. And Helix even has financing options, flexible payment plans. So a great sleep is never too far away. Also, Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/argue.
Argue. So even if you did see this on here, this thing, make sure you put in argue.
Yes, argue. All right, so babe, we are now at the topic of today's podcast.
Mm-hmm. What are we going to talk about?
Don't you dare hit me with that.
You heard about my day.
This could have been planned before today. What's going on? What are we doing?
I planned on it.
Marcus, if you don't throw out this topic, I'm going to fight you.
This topic, y'all, we are going to talk about compromise.
Uh-huh.
You know? So as we talked about this...
Wait a minute. What? That's when you know my husband is BSing. You know?
Hey, to ride back, let me tell you something.
You better pull it together.
Yeah, I'm pulling it.
I'm waiting. I'm watching.
All right. So like I was saying, what? What's wrong with
you? It's the fillers that let me know your brain is at work trying to make it work. You said, I'm trying to. That's it. You said, all right.
You going to stop interrupting me?
I'm done. Go ahead.
You sure? So, what I said, compromise? Yeah. So in a relationship, you know, you got different times, different points where you both have your own opinion. So for an example, I want to give is me and Angel, like she said, we got the furniture in. She said she looks at I look at different details from her, but there's always compromises that come into play anytime you're in a relationship, in a marriage, or whatever it may be. And that's the only thing that's gonna keep you going is you got to be able to compromise. So, what are some ways that you feel like? Yeah, it's been a hell of a day, all right? But this was at the peak of it. And I feel like, you know, I put so much thought into this furniture where it needs to go. I could put out the measuring tape and
you
everything.
Shouldn't worry about this
and
podcast.
Angel, I couldn't. Angel walked in and was like, why is it sitting like this? Why don't we put this over here? Because this stuff is too big. How you going to block a whole walkway just because you're talking about, well, you got to have the couch right here because that's the primary position over the TV. We can call a designer. I don't give a damn what no designer say. They ain't living here. I am. Compromise. You pick the color of the couch.
No, I told you could pick the color.
I didn't want to pick the color.
So you picked that color. So how is that a compromise? If you didn't want to pick it, that's not a compromise. That's you not doing something you didn't want
that
to do.
That is. In the flesh. Look. I wouldn't have picked that. I didn't pick that color. I agreed on the color.
I didn't say you picked the color. I said you could pick a color, mm-hmm. And you said, no, let's do your color. You just said you did not want to pick a color.
I didn't. Ain't no color gonna work.
So that's not a compromise?
Ain't no color gonna work.
What you say?
I said ain't no color gonna work.
Because we were trying to get out of gray and blue.
I just feel like it was too soon. But we needed to get out. We needed something. And we did need to get out of gray and blue. Those colors be looking so good on furniture, though.
Wait a minute, it's too soon to buy furniture?
I feel like it. Y'all's house is disgusting.
Our house is a mess, but that wasn't... It's disgusting. We never had plans. Mind you, it's been 2 months since we ordered that furniture.
Yeah, it has.
So the house could have been together.
It should have been together.
It's just not. That's why we have an organizer coming next week to organize this whole house.
She's coming this week.
No, she doesn't have any time this week, but next week she's coming, and she's going to get it done in 2 days. Well, she's organizing the downstairs, other than this office. Anyway.
That's the main thing that need to be done.
I know.
Everything in there is trash.
Well, I'll hire her again. So, the furniture. Let's talk about it. So, in our family room, we have a rather large television that is mounted on a wall. We ordered a love seat, a sofa, and an oversized singular chair.
Okay? All of this stuff is enormous.
It's all big. It's all beautiful. When you're dealing with a large TV, you want one of the larger pieces of furniture that sits the most people to be the couch that is facing the TV, so that when people sit on it, they're not having to look across each other to see the TV. You get what I'm saying? They're not looking past someone's head.
I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm.
So when I come in both of... Well, first of all, they didn't even deliver the oversized chair. They just left it at the place. They said, oh, it wasn't there. Like, then why did we get a delivery notice that our furniture was ready to be picked up?
Anyway, last week.
right. Last week is when we got that. So when I walk in and I see both the two couches that we have, the love seat and the couch, are both up against perpendicular walls to the television, I was like, oh no, we're not going to put the oversized chair right here to face the TV. It's got to be one of these couches. It can't. I mean, my preference would be the larger couch. I see how it can be problematic trying to make the larger couch work, because you got to have, you know, ways to get around the couch to get to the front. There is enough space. It's not like
two people can't go in and out of the room at the same time the way they're situated.
They can if they go on either side of the couch.
Either way, someone has to squeeze past something, which is not inviting at all.
Squeeze.
If you got to turn, you can't just walk through there.
No, I could.
No, you couldn't.
Yes, I could.
The side on the door. So, all right.
I'm talking about the side between the big couch and the love seat. I was able to.
Okay.
You still feel like I'm lying because you just disagree? No. Okay. I was about to say, when we done.
Demonstrate it. I want to see you just walk through there without turning sideways.
Oh, easily.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, I set it up one, because Marcus, he already has an attitude because I even said, oh no, one of these couches has to. So, he's already... I said, well, do you mind if I move furniture around just to play around to see how stuff would look another way? He's like, okay. And I was like, we had an old coffee table in there. And I was like, do you mind if I move this out of here? I wouldn't want to push wood against wood.
No. You had already moved the couch.
I asked you that first. I asked you if they slid.
Yeah, no. I was said, no. The reason I said that is I would have moved the table out before any of that started happening.
Oh, okay. Well,
didn't need to happen because everything was where it should have been already.
No. So he was like, I was going to get a dolly to move that. I was like,
because this thing is extremely heavy.
I was like,
it's like 150, 200 pounds.
Do you want to then get the dolly?
Because Angel's known for jacking up floors.
Do you want to get the dolly?
She's jacked up floors in every house we've had.
Do you want to get a dolly to move it? Or yes. I can get the dolly.
I got it.
So he moves it, and so I'm now moving around the furniture. I can feel his irritation. So I said, hey, you want to go somewhere and sit down?
Yeah. So this is after the whole debacle from the school and Amar and the teachers and the class, the furniture showing up that I didn't want yet, all of this. So she comes in, and that was like the cherry that's like, boop, let's move the furniture around because this don't make sense to me. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So
I did. I wasn't trying to snap. I was like, you know what?
I'm going to take a breather. You walked away and I was grateful because I was even trying to include. I said, do you think this is too? Because the merchandise boxes are right now blocking a wall in there. And I was like, do you think this couch could fit on that wall? He, I guess, missed that question. And he was like, is you just going to put a couch over there for it to hang off the wall? I said, well, that was actually
I've already looked at every scenario.
I was like, that was actually my first question is, would it? So I was looking for a yes or a no, not let's do that. So I'm moving stuff around, but because we don't have that one chair, which is integral, it's still like up in the air of
this gives the size preference. Like, we got the love seat. The chair is probably only about 4 to 6 inches smaller than the love seat. It's like two people could sit in the single chair by itself.
But it would have to be two people who are married to each other.
No, I'm just saying. No, it's like you would be close, but that's big enough for two people to sit in.
Right, exactly. So you keep talking.
All right. So that's when she looked at it, that's how she saw it. So here's my thing. So we got the TV. Is at the top of the screen. So this is a bird's eye view. We got the TV. We got wall here. We got wall with windows. Down at the bottom is open to the kitchen. So is where you're going to be standing at the stove looking all the way through up at the TV. So if you put the couch, the long couch, on my left to your right, if you put the long couch on this wall, that is going to put someone way too close to that big-ass TV. And you won't be able to see what's going on.
Right.
So I then, because originally I told him to put it over. So I said, no, flip it, put it on this far wall, because on this far wall, you have the long couch. In my mind, you have the long couch, fireplace, TV, love seat. Love seat is over here. It leaves enough space for us to put a nice little lamp or some little thing closer to the TV, because that's on a flip, plug. So you can plug the lamp in, turn it off and on at the light switch. And then the door leading outside, it allows that to swing open fully because, you know, it's nice up here when it starts getting fall, a little cooler. We ain't got to worry about flies and stuff. We can leave doors open. People can come in and out as you please. So that lets that door swing open. And you put the seat, the oversized seat right here, and that leaves enough room for traffic for people to come and go and move freely throughout the room. Huh? Go ahead. I'm sorry. What you want to say?
Again, I just want to, because I was picking up that call. Mm-hmm. To mention that oversized seat is one that if Marcus were to have any type of attitude with me, we could not sit in that seat together. So okay. I don't want it to seem as though, two people who are not close with each other and love each other.
Yeah, no. The seat, no. Two people ain't going to sit in that chair, but it's big enough for two people to sit in. It's big enough for me to get in and put my feet up in and lay there and lounge and kick back comfortably. That's what it's for. So
that's what it would become. Sitting there would be where you get the really good view of the TV.
I want the couch. I don't give a damn about the big ass chair.
But the couch would then be...
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
So where our TV is positioned, you have a fireplace right here. The long couch is far enough away to where no one would be looking past no one's face. You would be looking all at an angle because the TV is not directly across. Everybody's still looking... Bro, you can't even see the person next to you if you're looking at the TV on every single couch. Mm-hmm. I've already looked at that part. So the situation that Angel has, she has the long couch right here where you have to, two people can't walk on one side or the other. You have to squeeze in one side. I don't care what Angel says. And now you can't scoot that other the love seat back far enough because the big couch is going to be blocking it. You can't put your feet out. Where she has it pushed right now, the arm is halfway blocking some of the fireplace.
And I'm like, blocking some of the fireplace visually.
Visually blocking some of the fireplace, even in the room. It's like
there's space between the couch and the fireplace. But the
couch, the back of the couch over to the front of the couch, up to the front, the couches are very deep.
They're very deep couches.
Extremely deep. So sitting there is just like you're not seeing the entire bottom of the fireplace. It's blocked visually by the thing. And I'm like, this room is too big. This house is too nice. We shouldn't be blocking other things with other things. Everything should have a place and it should be open and free. We have a beautiful fireplace. It needs to be seen fully. I already thought about that. So when I looked at this, I measured it out.
Where's the compromise? Because I would prefer the biggest couch because this is about compromise, right? This is what you planned?
Yeah.
Okay. The biggest couch is the couch that I would prefer to face the TV, right? My compromise is we can put the love seat there. Marcus is not offering a compromise.
The reason that does not work is because, again, that couch is so long. You're either going to be blocking some of the fireplace, or if you scoot the couch back, that love seat is going to be blocking some of the seat and it's going to be moving into itself. Let's send the stuff back.
We don't get a return. It's customized pieces. So where's the compromise? This is what this segment is about. Please explain to me where compromise lies in this.
We can try the love seat right there. It still ain't going to work. But something's going to be blocked. Like, and then also on top of that,
something is definitely still not going to work. Even with the oversized seat, being where it will be, will look stupid. So that doesn't work. It does. It makes no
I think it looks stupid when you're looking at the living room and you can't figure out how you're going to get in there from a distance until you walk up on the couch.
Something is always not going to work. We're not going to have the perfect
layout. I'd rather it look stupid than be inconvenient to walk in and out of the room. It can look as stupid as it wants, but getting in and out of the room is like, oh, yeah, let me let y'all through so I can get through here. Let me.
Recall our last house?
This ain't our last house.
I know that. Can I finish my sentence?
No. That's my compromise.
Real much?
Say it.
Do you not recall our last house, the way the designer did the layout of our living room? There was not gigantic spaces between the couches to exit and enter to the living room.
We also had two massive TVs right beside each other.
No, what are you talking about? You said being able to exit and enter the room. And I'm saying the way she even had it laid out, the spaces were maybe 2 feet wide to enter and exit from the living room area.
I see what you're saying. The difference between that house and this house is there was a flow of traffic that was the linear way. The TV was on the wall to the side of the room. You could walk in this way, walk out that way, and continue on. You had the front door to the left of that room and the back door to the right of that room. So it was free flowing. To where this, you dead end into one section where the TV is.
Well, there is no exit. You're not going to the front of the house.
That's my point.
I'm referring to the space between the couches, babe. You kept saying that stupid, that the space between the couches is too tight. And I'm saying we had about the same amount of space at the old house between couches.
One of those couches are much smaller than the couches we have now. Yeah. These couches make that room. It takes an enormous room and makes it look like a box, a small, congested box. So that's why I'm trying to create
based off of the furniture that we picked. We picked big furniture.
I
know
that. I said the couches make that room look and feel that way. That you fit you in that room with these massive pieces of furniture, it feels congested. That's why I'm like, let's create big spaces to come in and out of the room. So we're not.
Well, I can't wait to show you after we finish how I'm not doing no crab walk to get out of the room.
Fireplace is still blocked. And yes, I plan on using the fireplace.
I was about to say, we never used the fireplace in the old house.
And it was a wood fireplace. This is gas. Mm. We are definitely going to use it. I'm using the fireplace. You don't use half the stuff in the house. No. I enjoy the amenities that come with houses and I use them. I enjoy them to the fullest.
That's great. And I enjoy having the love seat or the couch where I want it. So let me tell you about this next. Write this number down. Let me tell you about this next and our final sponsor of today's video. Recently fell in love with them, especially being on tour. You guys, it's Flamingo. Flamingo is, how can I describe it to you? It is a shaving or hair removal products that you can subscribe to. And I am a hairy woman. Automatically, when I thought hair removal, I was thinking, oh, this is something for Marcus, even though I do believe they have items for men. And then I realized, oh, this is para me, and I am hairy. When I tell you they're razors, I've been using them on my legs and on my armpits. Oh my gosh. They do such a good job and you get such a smooth, clean shave. Whether you're still got summer plans and you're going to the beach or hitting the pool and you're not trying to be out there extremely hairy. I mean, it's okay if you are comfortable with wearing your hair all over your body. Yeah. But I prefer to be a little bit neater and cleaner. Another thing that I like, not just their razors, their shaving cream. The shaving cream smells amazing. The lathering up my legs, you just know that once you do that swipe up the legs, you getting all that hair. And it just smells so good. The part that I really, really loved was their easy to use wax kits. So I don't like to get my upper lip wax at the wax place because I usually break out. Like whatever they use is usually too harsh. So I like to wax it at home. They have these easy wax kits that you are able to, the wax strips that you're able to just like warm up with your hand, place on your upper lip and pull it off. I'm able to get this thing smooth and ready so that when I do my meet and greets, if I am socially distanced, that my facial hair isn't meeting them before I meet the people that are coming to see our show. So,
they ain't like, damn.
And it's hard though when you're, yeah, exactly. And it's hard when, especially when you're a woman and if you aren't comfortable with all of the hair that you might have, finding the right way to remove the hair because you don't want to get ingrowns. You don't want to be patchy McPatchy. You don't want to have bumps and everything. So finding like a high quality award winning, first of all, razor is something that you no longer have to worry about because there's Flamingo. Flamingo is a body care brand that offers a full range of quality, affordable hair removal products like their award-winning razor and easy-to-use wax kits. Go to flamingo.com/quiz to answer a few short questions about your hair removal habits. Then Flamingo suggests a custom routine just for you. With a Flamingo subscription, everything gets delivered right to your door automatically, including blade refills for less than $2 a cartridge. You can adjust your subscription as you go or cancel at any time, hassle-free. And that's the other thing that I love. I remember growing up and us running out of razors and being like, well, I can't wear this tank top because my underarm hair is all long. You ain't got to worry about that no more because the razors are coming right. It is the most just think about how irritated you get when you don't have all your shaving supplies.
It's awful.
So when I would run out of.
Cancel whatever I was supposed to be doing. Married again, renewal vow. Nah. Next week.
I need to get the stuff to remove the hair off of my body. I just really, it has made shaving so much easier for me. The handle is, it's weighted. It's so it doesn't feel like something cheap and, like it's going to break. It's got a ergonomic handle, a flexible hinge, and it, the metal accents, and it has pretty, color options as well. Cause you know, we be liking cute stuff and it's affordable. It's the best shave you'll ever have. I usually be letting my legs be hairy just because I be getting pissed off at razors. That's the one area I usually don't shave. Now with them, I be like, let me lather up my legs, shave them. Marcus be liking it. He be touching my thighs. Mm-hmm. Don't try to play.
Yeah, I do. I ain't saying
that. Just because you mad about the furniture, he's still gonna want it.
It's gonna get going back. Don't worry about it.
yeah, their razors are just really nice. You can't even compare it to a cheap razor that you can get at a, I'm not going to keep jumping from place to place, but getting those cheap razors, thing of the past. So you ready for the smoothest summer ever? Take the quiz at shopflamingo.com/argue to discover your custom hair removal routine. And you'll save an extra 10% off your first order when you subscribe using the code ARGUE at checkout. That's shopflamingo.com/ARGUE.
ARGUE.
Promo code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
And we thank Flamingo for sponsoring today's podcast. I'm telling you, you will not regret it. They are, I will say, the best shaving products I've ever used.
Are you a smooth skin summer on Flamingo?
Yes. So why is it so hard for you to compromise with these couches?
I'm willing to compromise. Like I said, I was coming off of a high of anger earlier.
Yeah.
And every situation that you brought up, every situation that you were bringing up, I had already thought about. Like, I honestly did. That's why I was like, I don't feel like talking about this. I done thought about what you about to say. There ain't no situation you're going to bring up that I didn't already look at. So shut up, leave me alone.
But I wasn't trying to even talk to him about
no,
it.
No, she wasn't. I knew I was. That's why I said I'm sorry. I was already hot. You came in. I was hot. Mm-hmm. I don't regret it. However,
thank you. You know how he's supposed to apologize and how he's supposed to greet me, and he didn't. Oh, you is that the is that
you supposed to greet me? And you didn't.
I was supposed to greet you.
We'll talk about it later. But yeah, so I still agree with the fireplace being blocked. I still not agree because I'm agreeing with myself.
I don't disagree that it would be optimal if we had furniture that didn't block the fireplace.
It's a visual assault on my eyes. Okay, it's disgusting.
Calm down. I completely agree that it would be so much better if we had furniture that didn't block the fireplace.
We do.
Listen, let me finish.
All right.
That didn't block the fireplace, that allowed majority of the seating to happen in front of the TV, directly in front, instead of at the sides, that allowed us to have ample space on either side to be able to walk in freely, do pirouettes mm-hmm. between all three pieces of furniture.
Here it comes.
We, however, don't have furniture that will do all three of those things that I mentioned.
But we have furniture that lets us do two.
Yes, exactly. And I am willing to compromise and put the love seat at that front position rather than the largest couch. That way, we can put the small chair.
Ain't no small chair.
The oversized chair, excuse me. Near the fireplace so it's not visually blocking the fireplace. And then we can put the long couch on the longest wall underneath the two windows.
Okay. Putting the longest couch on the longest wall puts the person sitting on the far side of that couch way too close to the TV.
I know, babe. We're going to win some and lose some.
You're going to lose some because when you come back, it's going to be set up the way I wanted it. In fact, the chair gets here the day you leave. So be prepared every week you come home to move the furniture again. That's my compromise. I'm going to let it be your way when you're here. and I won't bolt or anchor the stuff to the floor, allowing you to move it. Such an easy marriage.
And that is how you know he didn't come up with no topic for the day. Talk about compromise.
I
did.
No. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened when
I got up this morning. Tell the truth.
I'm going to tell you. I already told you. I've been telling the truth this whole time. And do what I said. I just told the truth. That is the way I want it when you come in. No, honestly, I was sitting there because we ran out of cereal, cooked the boys breakfast this morning. And I was like, all right, I'm going to get them started on school. I know Amar going to be screaming here in a second. Get him up and going. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to write down for the next 5 weeks podcast topics. I swear that was exactly my plan. And when I logged him on, Amar was already up and screaming. So I hurried up, rushed him back down, fixed him breakfast too. Went up there, logged him in. And when I realized, all right, I'm going to be able to step away probably about the next 15 minutes after this morning introduction. And once they get set in, that never happened.
Okay.
I know it's okay. It's going to happen.
I'm just, you know, I'm just here to try to support you through this
same
transition of being a work-at-home dad.
I ain't did no work.
And
did no work today.
And sometimes that happens, but it's about to be a lot easier. Once we finish this podcast, you'll now have a little time to do what you need to do. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Get accomplished whatever you want to get accomplished.
I am. Oh, am I?
What does that mean?
I'm going to accomplish something.
Wait a minute. How come the stage crew already knows about the stay-at-home crew?
I don't know. Melissa must say something.
Did you tell them how they cheated on you?
Yeah, they cheated on me. stay-at-home crew. They was all gone. The Mel and Liz, they was gone. I said, oh, pearl clutch. They where? I called Greg. I'm like, what you do? He's like, nothing, me and Mel. You and Mel going where?
He was, no, because Marcus is like, Marcus was creating a meme to send to their group chat.
Yeah, it was just Melissa.
And I said,
it was like the shady part was going to her, Melissa.
And I said, I think Mel is here too, Marcus.
I said, well, let me delete this and create a different meme.
They said Melissa talked about it on the Love Hour.
Oh, yeah, it's the stay-at-home crew. We, the home crew.
Yeah, so Marcus be hanging with the girls, but
I'll be hanging with the girls, y'all. We be having so much fun.
He got to pay them back because they left him with all of the kids once.
Let me tell you what happened. Thinking I'm getting a break, I'm like, oh, yeah, we can get together, let all the kids run around, scream, act a fool, because I got the most. I got four I'm dealing with. That weekend, it was three, but tomorrow still feel like five or six. And Marcus was gone with Angel. And they were like, well, you know, we can get together. They wanted to come over here because I was going to barbecue for everybody, throw some food on the grill. I'm like, my house ain't set up that way. So I was like, all right, so we ended up going somewhere different. And I get there, all the kids run around, so I throw my kids in the mix. And all of a sudden, Liz is like, oh, yeah, I need to go do this. And Mel and Danny's like, oh, yeah, we need to go do that. Marcus, we be right back. And next thing you know, I'm like, how the hell I end up in a worse situation than what I was when I was at the house by myself with these kids. Uh-huh. I was watching everybody's kids plus some. But actually, it was a whole lot easier because I'm just looking outside every couple seconds like, ain't nobody bleeding.
How long they leave you out
there? I don't know, about 20, 30 minutes, probably longer.
No, but, it wasn't that bad. I thought they left you for like 2 hours.
No, it wasn't no hours. It was, at the most, it was close to an hour, if that. But that's probably stretching it. But, Riley had it. Next time, I'm just going to have her babysit again. I'm going to be like, hey, Riley, they gone and I'm gone. So make sure everybody's good. She was on top of it.
She ain't even the oldest.
Yeah, Angel FaceTime me. I just panned around the room. She said, where's everybody at? I said, gone.
They left him. I said, you better get them back.
I was sitting there thinking about it. I said, what if they just literally like went out? Like, hey, we went to the lounge. Yeah. Like, girls' night out. No. I'd have showed up.
I know you would have.
Hey, Vinny, do me a favor. Come over here real quick.
Pick up all these kids. We gone.
Nah, he going to stay there with them. I'm gonna go meet them where they are.
Africa, y'all come on. Yeah. You guys, we hope you enjoyed this unplanned episode.
Yeah, that's what happens. Patreon, stick around. I'm gonna go show y'all this living room.
Oh yes, and yeah. So they can see how
y'all can see how
great.
And as usual, usually these things go this way. People be like, I see where Marcus is coming from. I agree with Marcus.
I don't care.
I agree with Marcus. You going to care.
Bet you.
You going to get tired of moving in furniture, I promise. Okay. I'm going to put rubber feet on everything. So.
If that's what you believe, believe it. Again, we want to give a huge shout out to all of our sponsors, Anna Louisa. Make sure you go check them out. I'm going to give you their code in a second. Helix, please know that they are, everything. Do not forget them. And then Flamingo, come on, ladies. Get you the shave that you've been wanting with the best razor.
Get the shave your man been wanting.
Out there. And the code for Anna Louisa one more time is www.annalouisa.com/argue for your 10% off. Again, you can join our Patreon at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. I am now.
You're going to say /argue?
No, I don't know what I was going to say. I'm now an ambassador for Patreon, so hopefully I'll be learning some new stuff to make our Patreon, you all's Patreon experience even better. Follow us on our social media. Marcus ain't on the gram.
Marcus ain't on the book. Follow Angel at That Chick Angel across all platforms.
I'm hoping to get Marcus Ain't on the Talk here soon because I think you could take over.
I don't know about all that.
I do. I think you could. Don't y'all think he could? He would do really good on TikTok. Anyway, we will see you all next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And until then, you all be blessed.
Yeah, have a good one, fam.
Bye!